we just have to put out the effort, right? We just have to show up. We have to keep showing up consistently. And sometimes we're not going to win that day. So if we stop prospecting, I don't care how it happens. If we stop prospecting, then you're never going to get the results.
Hello, and welcome to episode 170 of the Smart Agents Podcast. As always, my name is Michael Walter, and I'll be your host. Joining us today is John Harp of the Columbus House Team, based out of Columbus, Ohio. Unlike most agents, John went straight into real estate out of college in 2011. Through a stroke of luck, he was introduced to his mentor and was on his way to launching a successful real estate career. With internet leads being the main driver of business, John quickly learned the importance of accountability and thorough tracking. By having a clear understanding of the amount of leads and calls to make he would need in order to close a deal, John says he was able to take the emotion out of inevitable rejection. In addition to selling real estate himself, John is on a mission to reduce the number of agents that fail out of the industry by sharing his knowledge and resources through his Real Estate Cheat Code and Major League Success coaching program. But before we get on to today's featured interview, the all-new Smart Agents magazine has launched and is full of insights and strategies designed to help real estate agents grow their businesses. Inside, you will find interviews and advice from leading real estate professionals, marketing tips to flood your business with leads, and even swipe and deploy files full of practical tools to enhance your business. Subscribe now to receive your copy of the printed magazine each month and instantly get access to our online agent community and members-only templates. Click the link in the episode description or go to smartagents.com/magazine. Also, if you enjoyed this conversation, be sure to like and subscribe. The Smart Agents Podcast streams on all major podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and of course, YouTube. And finally, if you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or real estate tips to share with our community, send us a message at feedback@smartagents.com. We're always on the lookout for new stories to share. All right, let's get on to the day's featured interview with John Harp. If you're interested in learning more from John, I've added several links in the episode description, including a link to his podcast. Just to get started, I always like to have our guests introduce themselves a little bit, who you are, and a little bit about your real estate career.
Yeah, so I'm John Harp. I help lead and run the Columbus House Team here in Columbus, Ohio. I've been licensed since 2011, been doing it full time. And I'm one of those that went to college, got their degree, and then jumped into real estate right afterwards. So
What was it about real estate that, you know, made you want to do that? Because I know a lot of people will, you know, do the college thing, go get the corporate job and be like, you know what? It's not for me. Let me get into real estate.
For me, it's the classic HGTV investing. You know, 2011, that's when HGTV was becoming more popular and all of the flipping shows. So originally, I wanted to get into learn that side of the business. And I figured that if I'm going to learn that side, I should probably learn real estate as well. And, you know, got connected with someone, which is part of my story. I'm sure we'll dive into it. And, you know, really just stuck with more of the sales side of things and then doing investments on the side instead of what I originally wanted to do.
Yeah. So how did you, you know, getting that start, you know, was it you kind of reached out to a mentor or somebody in the area that you saw that was really successful? How did that all happen?
Yeah. So for me, it was all luck, to be honest. And, you know, that's why I'm passionate about what I teach and do today is because I did get lucky. I randomly emailed people that I found online just on Google. Didn't know if they were real estate agents or what they did. I just, you know, sent emails out, and one person was the team leader of a Keller Williams office at the time, and she connected with me and said, hey, come in, interview. She then connected me to my mentor and my team lead still to this day. At the time, Ryan was, it's crazy to think about, he was my age, you know, 33, 34. And, you know, connected with him, interviewed with him, and as they say, the rest is history. So, yeah. You know, I'm a little bit unique in the sense of that I'm still with him, and I've been with him since day one of my real estate career. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from there, we've kind of built it up from two people to what our team is today. So,
yeah. Awesome. What was it, you know, as a new agent and obviously, you know, smaller team, what was it that you guys, you know, did to help kind of propel your career and get your name out there in the market?
Yeah. The one thing, you know, that I talk to agents about all the time, for me, you know, I was lucky in the sense that I found someone that was willing to not just give me their time, but they invested in me with providing coaching for me outside of our brokerage. They invested in me in providing systems and tools from day one. So I had a CRM, I had all of those things. They invested in me. We had an admin shortly after me being hired. Internet leads is how I built my business. So they invested in providing me with opportunities every single day for me to come in and work a database. So for me, it was, you know, I had all of the tools and the systems and the people that I needed to be successful. Obviously, it was still up to me. But if I didn't have those things starting out, especially as a 22-year-old broke college kid, I literally got into real estate 3 weeks after graduating college. You know, if I didn't have those things, I always tell people, like, I wouldn't be in real estate today. Like, I wouldn't have made it back then. I wouldn't have had the mindset. I didn't have the capital. I didn't have the knowledge or the information or the skills, right, in sales or marketing or any of those things. So I always tell people I got lucky, and it was because of an internet reach out email.
Right. And I think that's really, you know, you mentioned there having those things to make you successful. And you mentioned, you know, the admin, and so many people I talk to, I was just recently talking to somebody that's really big on the agent recruiting side. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they really focus on is, you know, really providing those tools to be successful. And it's not necessarily, you know, the best splits in the, right, you know, in the landscape or in the industry. But, you know, having a marketing team, maybe that helps get those people out there, or in your case, the admin. And I think that's really important for new agents to understand, is it's not all about necessarily the commission splits right out of the gate. It's how to make you successful.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, the biggest thing when I talk to new agents, because that's how we built our teams with newer agents, either fresh into real estate or a year or two in, what it provided me was someone that I got to shadow every single day, to where I was doing something in real estate as a real estate agent, whether it was collecting rents from some of the properties we were managing, or, you know, going to, you know, mow grasses on some of the properties we were managing, or simply just doing open houses, right? Like, to me, it allowed me the opportunity to be a realtor every day. And as a new agent, most people don't have that because they don't have a business, right? So they don't know what to do. So, you know, the biggest takeaway from that was I had that apprenticeship style of, hey, just follow me, right? Just whatever I'm doing, you can come with me. And, you know, that allowed me to learn a lot quicker.
Right. When it came to the internet leads, how were you guys converting those? What was your main tactic to, you know, convert those from, you know, just a database of phone numbers and addresses maybe to clients?
You know, that's what we love about internet leads, is it's numbers based, right? It's literally how many dials, text messages, and emails did you get out today? And why we love the lead side of it is because every day there's a new opportunity that's created for you, right? It may not be a valid number, but every day, right, there's opportunities for you to potentially connect with someone. And one of the biggest things I learned early on was tracking. You know, you need to know how many dials it takes to have a conversation, how many conversations it takes to turn into a buyer or seller consultation, how many consultations you need for listing agreements, right? And so forth down the line. And, you know, I'm not that outgoing salesperson, right, that you would think most people are. And it made sense for me. It was, John, just come in and every day, if you do X number of dials or text messages or emails, you're going to get X number of conversations, and eventually you'll get X number of clients. And for me, that's all I needed, right? Because I'm not the smartest one out there. I'm not the savviest one out there when it comes to business and all of those things. But if you tell me what I actually need to do in order to accomplish it, I can do that.
Right. Well, I think having that mindset also helps with, you know, okay, say it takes 50 phone calls, you're not going to get beaten down and feel bad about, you know, if you're on your 30th phone call, nothing's popped yet. You still have, you know, that 20 or so to go before you should be hitting your numbers.
And that's honestly one of the hardest things most agents struggle with, mm-hmm, is we always get caught up in the negative side of those numbers instead of actually looking for that positive. Hey, yeah, I haven't hit anything on 35, but I still got 15 more opportunities. And if the numbers are true, right? Then there should be something that happens. And that's the beauty of it, right? Let's just say nothing did happen in that session. Well, guess what? The next call session, I might get three or four or more than what that should be to even out, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And so like I was blessed in those things early on. And a lot of that came from our coaching, you know, that was provided to me that I wouldn't have been able to afford, you know, if I wasn't in that environment. And, you know, when you can get it to that point, it just becomes a little bit easier to navigate the real estate world when you actually know how your business operates.
Right. Tell me about, you know, just talking about the internet leads and the dialing that you've done over the course of your career. Have you seen much of a shift in those numbers and what that's changed? Or is it pretty much, you know, a standard, this is really what it is?
Yeah. You know, the traditional internet leads is pretty standard, you know, 1% conversion. You know, the realtor.coms of the world, the Zillows of the world, those are converting at a little bit higher of a percentage. What we find is you get what you pay for typically. Right. And I think you need to have a blend of all, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily always good to go all in on one or the other, but I think you need to have a blend of all. To where some of it is more now business and some of it is more future pipeline business.
Yeah. And I think that's a really good thing to also, you know, to have that data to back up when you are bringing on these new agents that, you know, you have this playbook that you've tested, you've done, you've worked, you know, yourself for, you know, 12 years now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, and honestly, you know, when you wake up, you know exactly what you need to do. You know, like I've done 2 hours of prospecting already before, you know, 12 o'clock. If I had nothing else the rest of the day, that's still a successful day, right? And I think that's where, you know, when people get in for the freedom and the flexibility and the money, right, which is the three things why people get into this business, right? The flexibility is the one I think a lot of people get mixed up on. Flexibility would be like, okay, I did my prospecting today and I don't have anything else on my calendar. Let me just go home and do whatever I want to do. But the freedom and the flexibility are also what causes agents to fail, right? And to get out of the business.
Right.
So it can be dangerous as well.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand. Like there are some people that need a pretty rigid structure to stay on top of things. And it is hard. It's hard sometimes to do that yourself and to implement those, you know, patterns and structure, you know, and getting in that, you know, mindset yourself. So when you guys decided, all right, we want to start building this team up, what was the focus and why was the focus on bringing in new agents?
So the reason why new agents is most experienced agents have bad habits and they didn't want to work internet leads like we wanted to work. And when we were talking about building the team, it was around building it as a franchise. Right. It's system dependent, not people dependent. And when you can build your business based on systems, it can be duplicatable and you can predict success. Right. So when you have someone coming into your team and they're over here and they're using all of the systems and they're using the tools and the people and the support, when you bring that second person and that third person, and now we have social proof that this works. Right. So then it's either you're using them or you're not. Right. You're either using the tools or you're not. You're either making the dials or you're not. And that's what allowed us to really scale and grow is because we haven't swayed from that. We did leads from day one and we still do leads to this day. And it goes back to creating opportunities on a consistent basis for our agents to reach out to either new people or follow up with old leads, right? To engage, you know, with them as well. So it was really honestly around most experienced agents have bad habits and they have their own thoughts and feelings of what internet leads are. And new agents don't have those, but also to build a predictable business, we needed to really think like a franchise.
Right. Well, and by doing that, I have to imagine that it certainly has helped, you know, get through some of these crazier market swings. And, you know, if you know something that's been tried and true through multiple cycles previously, you know, maybe you brought on an agent, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when things were a little bit crazier. And now, you know, they already have that mindset of I have to dial, I have to put in the time, you know, to get those listings to where they're, you know, they're not the ones that are struggling out there right now.
Yeah. You know, that's the beautiful thing about leads is like, it doesn't matter the marketplace. People are still going to click the button to look at homes. Right. So, you know, obviously when we started in 2011, and really got it rolling in 2012, you know, that was foreclosures, short sales and distressed properties. Well, people were still clicking our website back then and giving us their information. Today, you know, 2 years ago, they're still clicking our website and giving us their information. Today, there's and tomorrow, they're still going to be doing it as well. Right now, it's just up to us to work the leads and work the systems the right way and then stay in front of those people.
Yeah. How often do you guys as a team, you know, get together or do training on, you know, changing up your approach and working with those leads depending on the market?
Yeah, you know, a lot. I love to collaborate with other people in my marketplace as well. So, you know, we do prospecting night every week. It's on Tuesdays. I'm doing prospecting during the morning, so any of our agents can join me when I'm doing that. I'm big on that group accountability. It just holds me accountable as well. Like if I tell people I'm going to show up, I better show up. But too, like, you know, having conversations and finding agents even outside of your team, outside of your brokerage, and finding those agents that are willing to share what's helping and what's not. And right now we've been hitting a lot of our leads with a new construction text. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's around the interest rate. So, you know, what that text message basically says is, hey, if we could find you a home, get you a rate somewhere in the fives, and get you seller concessions, would you consider new construction? And all we need are yeses and nos. And, you know, the nos we don't necessarily care about. The yeses are what we're looking for. And I was just talking to one of our agents today. I think I have 7 phone appointments in the past week set up with one of my new build reps just around that text message. Awesome. Now, we'll see if anything comes from it, right? But what that did get me was engagement, right? A more engaged lead. Yeah. That now, it may not be today or next month, but it might be 6 months from now, a year from now, right? Yeah. And I know that they're somewhat interested in real estate.
Yeah. And I think that's a really good mindset. And you've mentioned it a couple of times is, you know, having the now leads and the future leads and knowing that regardless of what type of marketing you're doing is that you're going to be bringing in, you know, different categories of people.
You know, it was honestly one of the hardest things for me to get over early in my career was we all need the now business, right? We all got bills to pay. But it's that mindset shift that you have to get to where you don't have an attachment to the result of that phone call or of that, I don't want to say client, but that deal, right? It's just, you know, the more common you can make that without, you know, the emotional high that comes with it, the better. So one thing that I always tell our agents is, you know, hey, it doesn't matter when they decide to do something. You just have to be in front of them whenever they do it, right? And that was, you know, when I could, one of the few things that when I got to that mentality and that mindset, it kind of unlocked some things for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me a little bit about, so obviously, you know, early on in your real estate career, coaching was a big thing, you know, and you can see that, you know, that it definitely helped propel you to where you're at. What was it that made you want to really start sharing this information and start your own kind of coaching?
Yeah, you know, it was when I was able to bring people into the team and they really got to change their life. You know, that's one of the beautiful things about bringing new agents into the industry is you can, the ones that actually do what they're supposed to do, right? They have an opportunity to change their family tree, change their whole life around. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had people come and they absolutely hated their previous careers. And honestly, what really got it started for me was, you know, I was 22 right out of college and I saw what the lifestyle of being a real estate agent was when my friends were working jobs that, you know, they didn't really want to work out of college and things like that. I was, you know, selling homes. I didn't have to clock in, clock out. I didn't have anyone tell me what to do other than myself. And when you can see that happen for other people, you know, they leave a job or something that they absolutely hate or are miserable at, and they find real estate as that thing that unlocks them and really changes the trajectory of their life or their family, that's the high that I get.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, what you've done to really start providing that for the people and the programs that you're starting to put together.
Yeah. So, you know, over the years of me helping agents just from our team get involved, it really, you know, reflected on, okay, what, you know, what are the main things that the conversations that I typically have? And, you know, it's really broken down. I call it the real estate cheat code. Mm-hmm. And it's really broken down into three different things. You have the real estate launch, right? So how can I launch my career? What do I need to focus on to do that? Or even if you're an experienced agent and maybe you're in one of those valleys right now, how can I relaunch it? And then it's around fast track. So the second thing is fast track. Okay, well, what do I actually need to do daily to actually get success? And then the third thing is around your value. And I call it the value advantage. So how do you articulate your value to your client? And within those three things, you know, I have them broken down into, you know, subcategories. But what I find where a lot of agents struggle is they don't have clarity on how they want to grow their business. And no one's really teaching them how to determine how they should grow their business. I believe it should be based off of your personality and who you are. And anything that we do in real estate, we can match to that. So if you're outgoing, right, you might want to focus on open houses and networking events geared towards real estate. Whereas me, that wouldn't work. I was way more comfortable behind a computer and a phone. You know, some people thrive in a door-to-door environment. Some people would absolutely struggle. And, you know, through the coaching and the brokerages, right? A lot of times I feel like people put people in boxes. Hey, you got to call for sale by owners and expired. So the low hanging fruit. Okay. Well, that would work for some, and for others, that would be absolutely terrible to do. Yeah. So, you know, around the launches, around those things, fast track is all about your daily activities that you need to focus on that actually drive the business forward. Mm-hmm. I call them the income producing activities, the IPAs. And, you know, that is a daily success plan. You know, you print it off every single day and it tells you exactly what you need to do. And, you know, from interviewing other agents, you know, across the country, the most successful people tell themselves what to do, when to do it, and how to do it every single day. Yeah. And the reality is most people are coming from a different career, corporate world, whatever, and they're tired of being told what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. But I promise you, it doesn't matter if you're an individual agent or a team lead. They wake up every single day and they have a plan that they have to execute on. They know exactly what they need to do. So the fast track is all about that. And then the value advantage is, you know, how can you articulate value to your client before they ever decide to work with you, during the process, after the process, and then through your partnerships. And I'm not talking about just big value items. I'm talking about middle, you know, the low value items and the free stuff. And a lot of agents, I think, get caught up on how do I just provide so much big value to my clients, and they forget about all of the small stuff.
Yeah. I think that a lot of the small stuff is what makes you memorable too.
Yeah.
Right. Cause those are those things that you know, people really connect with. It's like, oh, you know, they went out of their way to do that one little thing for me.
Yeah. You know, and honestly, like, we're in the business every single day. So sometimes we overlook some of that stuff. So, you know, do you have a proven and repeatable process to make sure that you're really explaining everything? And that's part of the value advantage. You know, my marketplace, title insurance is paid for by the seller. Well, I make sure my buyers know that they're going to get title insurance paid for by the seller. And some agents would skip over that. Well, that's a $1,500 to $3,000 value where I'm at, right? So, you know, that's savings that buyer's getting. And if I'm not explaining that to them, as far as what they get by working with me, because I'm going to make sure that happens. It's just those small things right there, you know, that really make the big difference.
Right. Kind of going back to that, you know, the accelerator, and having that, you know, your success sheet, I think that just having that daily accountability, mm-hmm. you know, for the actions that you need to take, is so vital. And I have to imagine that with the coaching, that's gotta be a big part of it, is just having those daily accountabilities.
I mean, it's just tracking, right? And some days, like last week, there's a day where I didn't get hardly anything done on it, right? But it's awareness for me. And I think, you know, a lot of agents in our industry, they don't even know, right? They don't even know if what they're doing is working or not because they're not actually tracking it. You know, you don't know if you've sent out enough handwritten notes or DMs until you actually start tracking those numbers, right? And I'm not talking about just for a week. You know, when I talk to my agents, it's, hey, we got to do this probably 6 months to truly know if it's going to work for you or not.
And
that's the hard part, right? Because some agents don't have 6 months, but to really build a sustainable business, you actually have to understand the math behind it.
So when somebody's working with you and going through this program, how does it kind of work to make sure that they are staying on top of things and building out that timeline to see, okay, this is the path that we need to take with you. Maybe your personality.
Yep.
Do we need to shift over to something else?
Yeah. So the way I focus on it is I call them business pillars. I tell them you can only have two, no more than three, and one is dangerous. Yeah. Right. So obviously one is always going to be our SOI, right? Our sphere of influence. And with that one, most agents, they overcomplicate that, creating that list of who's actually in their sphere of influence. So one, I always say, hey, that's your SOI. That's always going to be a business pillar, and that always should be a business pillar. The other two, I want it to be around your personality, who you are, what you enjoy doing, and any hobbies or interests that you have. Because the number one thing, and you know this, being in the business, is, in my opinion, is consistency around doing the income producing activities. And if I can get you to do things that you enjoy, your personality, or around hobbies and interests or things that you can connect to other people on, then you're going to show up more consistently than you're not, because that's in alignment with who you are and what you actually like to do. And I'm a big believer of the Gary V jab, 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 right hook. Mm-hmm. So, you know, first I always start with those business pillars. Hey, what do we want to focus on? From there, then we sit down, we talk about, okay, well, what are those income producing activities that I need to do? And in our world, and in real estate as an agent, you know, it's conversations, right? The if I have more conversations every single day, I'm going to have more clients, right? So how do I get to the point of conversations? And that will be different based off your business pillars, right? If you're more outgoing, right, and you love and you thrive connecting with strangers, well, that might be, we got to focus on open houses, buyer seminars, seller seminars, investor seminars, and networking events, right? Like, so how many of those do we need to be doing every single day? And then we're going to track how many people actually show up, how many people then sign up, right? How many people then turn into a consultation, and then how many people turn into a client? So, you know, it will be different, but at the end of the day, it's still all the same, right? I got to get people to know me, like me, and trust me. And I got to stay top of mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, regardless of which one it is you're doing, you have to be tracking from the funnel from the top down. Know how many people you're getting into it to the bottom line, so you can determine how much time to be spending in each one of those.
Yeah, and it's not fun, right? It's not fun to carry a paper with you every single day, but I'll tell you what it is. It keeps me in alignment with what I need to do, or what areas I missed out on, you know, that day. And, you know, one day is not going to make or break us, right? But it's when we go weeks to a month, that's when we really start to see those peaks and those valleys. To whereas, you know, I know last week I didn't hit all of my numbers. So guess what? I got to make up for it this week. And can I fit that time into my schedule to make it happen?
Yeah.
And as long as I do that, then the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah. What have you seen in either the agents that have, you know, joined your team, that, you know, you're working with on a daily basis, or, you know, the agents that are part of the coaching program, you know, seeing in their businesses and their, you know, their just mindset changes when they start implementing these, you know, the tracking of their daily tasks and finding the business pillars that align with their personalities?
You know, one of the first questions I always ask is, hey, how's that pipeline looking? Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you know, by being able to track it, it removes the emotion of the rejections, right? Of the no answers, of the no shows, right? If you're doing open houses, you're going to have some of those things. There's a video by Jim Rohn on YouTube called the Seed and the Sower. And it's a constant reminder, right? Like, we just have to put out the effort, right? We just have to show up. We have to keep showing up consistently. And sometimes we're not going to win that day. And other times we are, right? But if we stop sowing our seeds, if we stop prospecting, I don't care how it happens, if we stop prospecting, then you're never going to get the results. So for the tracking, it's honestly, it's agents being aware of what's happening within their business. And that sounds simple, but most salespeople don't like tracking. You know, they don't want anything to do with the CRM or anything like that, but it unlocks that for you, right? Like, dials and prospecting leads to deals. How many do I need in order to get deals? And it will vary slightly from agent to agent on skill set and, you know, all of those things. But, you know, if you know you convert 20% from your open houses, well, do you want to scale that up? Okay, well, then we need to either do more open houses or how do we get more people through the front door?
Right.
And then those are the problems that we solve for.
Right. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. Where can people find more about your coaching and everything you're doing with that?
Yeah, you can just follow me on social under John Harp, anywhere on social. If anyone's familiar with Clubhouse, I host a room every single morning, 8 to 9 a.m. in Clubhouse, and we just talk real estate. It's called the Central Ohio Real Estate House, I guess, on Clubhouse. So anywhere online, you guys can reach out to me.
Yeah, it's awesome. I really think, you know, just from how you got started in real estate to what you're doing now, and then even, you know, what you've talked about with, you know, the Gary V's and everything, you can see that, you know, you have a hunger to grow as well. And, you know, a hunger to, you know, find ways to scale your business. So kind of, staying in tune and in tap with these other people that have been doing this thing, I think is super important. And actually, you know, it's really cool.
Yeah. You know, what I always tell agents is like, what's your North Star, right? What's that thing you're always going to chase? And like for me now and where I'm at in my career is I want to change the failure rate of our industry. It doesn't need to be 87% by the end of year two. So that's what I'm going after, right? You know, that's my North Star. Am I going to get there? Who knows? But that's what I'm chasing. And I think that's important for a lot of agents to figure out too, is, you know, why real estate? You go make money anywhere doing anything, but why this industry? What are you chasing? What will you always be chasing? Because that's going to pull you through all of the negative sides of being a small business owner and being a real estate agent.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. And we will certainly be passing along your information and getting more people to hear more about you.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me on.
I want to thank John for joining us today and sharing his tips for finding success with real estate leads. Remember, if you're interested in hearing more about the Real Estate Cheat Code, Major League Success, or John's podcast, I've included links in the episode description. So once again, if you think you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or tips to share with our community, send us a message at feedback@smartagents.com. Well, that wraps things up for this episode, but remember, follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts and make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents YouTube channel. Again, I'm Michael Walter, and we'll see you on the next episode.